WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than a CVS receipt and your brain feels like it's running on dial-up? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where hustle is the new black, right? But let's be real. Constant stimulation can lead to burnout faster than you can say, reply all. That's why today we're talking about stress management. Specifically, how exercise can act like your personal Zen master. I know, some of you are thinking, exercise? Isn't that the last thing I feel like doing when I'm stressed? Hold up. Before you click off, hear me out. This isn't about hitting the gym 5 times a week and becoming an Olympian, unless that's your jam. This is about finding movement that actually works for you, something that feels good and helps you tap back into a sense of calm amidst the chaos. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage stress with exercise. First off, forget those. No pain, no gain. Clichés. Exercise shouldn't feel like punishment. It should be enjoyable. Think about activities that genuinely light you up. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, dancing like nobody's watching because, let's face it, nobody is. Or, joining a yoga class where you can just melt your stress away. Remember, the goal isn't to push yourself to exhaustion. It's about finding movement that makes you feel good, physically and mentally. Second, even a little bit of exercise goes a long way. We're not talking marathon training here. Just 10-15 minutes of moderate activity can make a difference. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, go for a quick walk around the block during your lunch break, or do some stretches while you catch up on your favorite podcast. Every little bit counts. Third, listen to your body. Pay attention to how different exercises make you feel. Some days, a high-intensity workout might be exactly what you need to release pent-up energy. Other days, gentle yoga or stretching might be more soothing. There's no right or wrong answer. It's all about finding what feels best for you in the moment. Fourth, make exercise a social activity. Ever notice how much easier it is to stick to something when you have a buddy system? Grab a friend, family member, or even a dog, they count, and head out for a walk, bike ride, or workout session. You'll not only enjoy the company, but also be more likely to show up consistently. Plus, who wouldn't want an excuse to catch up with someone they care about? And finally, remember that exercise is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel motivated and energized, and there will be days when motivation takes a vacation. That's totally normal. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate your wins, and don't beat yourself up if you miss a workout or two. Just get back on track when you can. Ever felt like you're drowning in deadlines and emails? Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, staring at that never-ending list of tasks. Your phone is buzzing, your inbox is overflowing, and your mind feels like it's running a marathon without stopping. Sound familiar? Now, imagine stepping away from your desk for just 20 minutes and going for a brisk walk in the park. You feel the fresh air on your face, hear the birds singing, and watch the leaves rustling in the breeze. Suddenly, that to-do list doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore. Exercise can be a powerful tool for managing stress. It releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. It helps clear your head and improve focus. And it gives you a much-needed break from the constant stimulation of our digital world. So remember, even small bursts of exercise can make a big difference in how you handle stress. Find what you enjoy, listen to your body, and make movement a regular part of your life. You deserve to feel calm, centered, and in control, even in the midst of chaos, and that's where it stands today, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you manage stress with exercise. Remember, it's not about becoming a fitness fanatic. It's about finding movement that feels good for you and helps you tap into that inner peace. Now, go out there and get moving. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about the power of exercise for stress management. And until next time, keep it real, keep it active, and keep those endorphins flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.